Media shouldn't be one note. Support Rabble.ca and a diversity of voices in Canadian media. Visit rabble.ca/donate to contribute.
This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's radio, free radio.
Hi, and welcome to Gooder Goods, a podcast about conscious consumption. I'm Kelly Okamura, and I'd like to share with you my long journey from front row fashionista to shopping in my closet as a trendsetter. We're all consumers who wear clothes. And as a professional in the purchasing system, my spending spree has taught me a lot about why clothes matter and why all of us need to think twice before we mindlessly make our next purchase. And hopefully before we wreck our planet for the sake of a bargain that we thought was too good of an opportunity to miss out on.
Thank you to all of you who tuned in to week one and returned. Those first 5 minutes took me 5 years to upload and share online. And a quick shout out to Rabble.ca, who recently shared with me at their live 10-year anniversary of podcasting that one can be an amateur with a message and podcast. Congratulations, Rabble. News for the rest of us. So it's been quite a journey to get to week one, but one constant sign was an awareness that people wanted to hear more about what I call gooder goods. So I'd like to take this podcast to tell you about this phrase that makes people noticeably startle before they take in its message that we can all make better informed choices and our positive actions create change for the greater good. But before I do, I've been told I need to share my cred. Why should you spend your precious time listening to me? So I'm going to try to capture an audio file of me since I've chosen not to have a social presence online for many years. To the point that an undergrad researching me to introduce me prior to a guest lecture told that class I was a karate master. Not. Wrong Kelly Okamura. But I have spent 17 years as a parent volunteer for public education, so those personal references are true. So what might you not find online about me? I'm Kelly Okamura, and I'm a disruptor for positive change for the greater good. I've tried on many titles: design consultant, fashion editor, writer, reporter, project administrator, social entrepreneur, change agent, weirdo, and warrior. So it's not a surprise that even my old friends and family don't really know what to make of me, and they often introduce me as a fashion designer. In fact, I had a big disagreement with my partner, Mike, who wanted to list my podcast profile under fashion. I'm so grateful for his 10 years background in training volunteers to broadcast on community radio, but for all his on-air experience and knowledge to help me upload this podcast, I know who I am and what my message is about, even if big data and others can't find a recognizable way to define me. So maybe you'll hear on a future podcast why I resist the fashion label, even if I've been profiled on TV for my style. Although I know how to tailor a jacket, my fashion cohorts at Ryerson might still remember why sewing is not my strong point. I'm not a crafty girl, but I am a design thinker, and designers work on problem solving with constraints towards a specific outcome. And my wicked problem is how can I inform new product development of goods when we live on a finite planet? And my early message to industry was stop making crap. So I don't easily fit into a box and I'm challenged to label, but getting back to my naive early message made me sound like an activist or an angry David Suzuki. And that led me to the Center for Social Innovation to find a better way to present this sea change to business. And it's taken me at least as many years to hone an elevator pitch or respond to a common cocktail question. What do you do? My easiest response is trend forecasting. I've had the great privilege to work for more than 20 years with the top global trend forecasters. We look at change knowing what came before and make professional forecasts for how emerging change will impact what industry and where retailers need to spend their budgets for a specific upcoming season. It's down to a specific color standard, what it feels like, and what's its form. Trend forecasters provide valuable insight for new product development in highly visual, tangible research. When an eminent French styling bureau first scouted me, forecasters were an elite group of international insiders with special experienced knowledge. If we said orange, it would trickle through the system and it would be seen in the mall. From fabric to printmaking to apparel manufacturing to retailers and finally on the backs of consumers. But even our small industry has faced disruptive change over the past 20 years that I've worked in the field. What most interested me was understanding the why and how that disparate change resulted in a tangible outcome like a color chip. As trend forecasting began to share context for industries beyond fashion and providing foresight, I was made increasingly aware of a broader shift that aligned with my personal life and values. And it landed in that naive message of stop making crap. That part of my journey is for another day, but its simple message still holds relevance as I'm currently working to bring no sweat shop uniforms to Ontario Catholic students. So suffice to say, I have many years' experience as a disruptive agent of change. Much of what I've learned has been on an off-piste track that didn't have a map, but I know that there were others going in the same direction, and collectively, the momentum is building towards the tip point of consumption 3.0, the consumer in the driver's seat in a transparent digital world. So what is Gooder Goods? At its heart, it's the intent to put greater good equity into products. Goods relate to products, and the blinky word gooder is a word I use to describe the iterative process of moving towards what most of us know is the right thing to do. In business, it's the externality of human values that aren't represented in a solitary bottom line that focuses solely on monetizing for quarterly profit. So if that dense phrase has your brow furrowed, let me tell you a story of how I got to be gooder. A word my son told me I couldn't say, but when I used it, people would recoil, similar to if I'd spoken a forbidden word. Many years ago, after my kids were born, and I moved from what the American economist Otto Scharmer called the ego state towards the eco state, I had begun a journey where I could no longer be my priority for actions. If you don't know Otto, look him up on Wiki or read his book, Leading from the Emerging Future. And maybe you are one of the 35,000 from 31 countries that are taking the free edX online ULab 2.0 course to learn from the senior lecturer at MIT and the team from his Presencing Institute. Or check out my Gooder Goods Facebook page, and I'll drop a link to a short YouTube intro on ULab. But back to my story. I remember leaving my daughter's second birthday party and her brother was days old and thinking, I don't have time for me. I just need to leave now. And I dropped my ego flying out the door, hosting a party for people I didn't know well, with no makeup to meet a new form of deadline. And the goal of their survival depended on me. From that time onward, I've had tons of moments when my ego bumped up against eco in the service of others. And a more recent marker was during my near-fatal 7-week hospital stay when I secularly made a promise to a higher form to let me live because I had more change work to accomplish for the greater good. That was also the period when I was pronounced I had ADD. So, back to gooder. Recall I work with trend forecasters. I will be forever grateful to Dominique Piclair, the eminent French forecaster who gave me a start in forecasting and whom I promised to improve my French only to return from Paris and find out what I thought was foreign flu was actually pregnancy. So instead of learning French, I needed to learn to parent. When I finally parted ways with Piclair at the year end of 9/11, I was firmly immersed in the emerging new reality, and it was not business as we once knew. 10 years into the new millennium, and capitalism 2.0 has grown roots and was beginning to show signs. As I began to share green insights with our clients, there was enthusiasm for the change, but when I went back a season later to hear about their new green offerings, they had not materialized. And then there were greenwashing, where you metaphorically paint the surface eco, but have not addressed the problems. And the more I researched green solutions, the more complex problems I unearthed, like the value of organic cotton. And when Cotton Ginny bet heavily on innovative green products and failed, I moved from the questionable green place to sustainability. This phase might put you to sleep, and certainly talking to my clients made their eyes glaze over. And I became aware that this word was divisive between the profit-driven ego and the collective commons of eco. So when I was sitting in a sustainability class, learning from an old eco-warrior in an unstructured format that challenged many of my cohorts to learn about this word that most of us weren't educated in prior to our professional careers, I could see how this word drew a defense wall between us and them. The frustrations of the old eco-vanguard that their efforts weren't making headway quick enough despite the increasing science-based evidence for urgent change. And that's when I shifted from talking sustainability to gooder. While I believe that sustainability is a core concern for the corner offices of business, it was a less effective term if its message was being rebuffed. So in a chance family dialogue with my ex-nephew's family about my frustrations to move business towards change, I clicked in that his young daughter understood the concept of good and later validated that a chief executive did too. Most of us have a human radar to know when we do the right thing or make a wrong choice, and we know the difference between good and bad. I've talked to people throughout the purchasing system, makers to spenders, and on an individual basis, they know what's right and most often defend when they're called out that their contribution to the problem is not right for the greater good. So, the root word is good. From my time as a fashion editor and so-called fashion arbitrator, pursuing the best season after season meant the moment was fleeting. And good enough is a lame excuse for mediocrity. And that led me to gooder, the iterative pursuit of good. Iterative is progressive steps, and in this sense, making steps towards the value of good. And the process of gooder is making those actionable steps without the pressure of being perfect the first time, and celebrating the progression towards a new defined outcome. Or my progress has gone from stop making crap to working collaboratively with companies on strategy. And what we all need to do is to stop defending old beliefs and thinking that we can create the change that most of us desire, a healthy planet for future generations. Instead of placing blame on business or business blaming consumers who want cheap stuff, we need to collaborate and use our purchasing votes to create change for people, planet, and profit. I hope you'll tune in next week to hear how we are all implicit in making too much crap on a finite planet so we can move towards progressive steps to caring for the people who make our stuff and to save the only home we all share. Follow me on Twitter at Gooder Goods. The links I referenced can be found on Facebook. Search Gooder Goods. And the podcast is uploaded on soundcloud.com/GooderGoods. Choose to be gooder.